Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
First this afternoon, with a record 11,000 people homeless, it can be difficult to comprehend really the scale of trauma for those living in emergency accommodation. Now with over 3,500 children impacted by homelessness, a programme of play therapy is set to be extended to 11 schools in Ballymun in North Dublin to help children tackle the trauma associated with the housing crisis. We're joined now by Chair of the Ballymun Network of School Principals and Principal of Our Lady of Victories Boys National School, Roisin Hickey. Roisin, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much, Cormac. I'm delighted to be on to speak about this really important subject.
Yeah, you say it's critical for students, play therapy. I can't wait to hear about it, but we might remind ourselves, first of all, before we talk proper, Roisin, about what Minister for Housing Dara O'Brien said earlier about the issue of homelessness.
We have a major issue, obviously, with regard to homelessness, which is my absolute number one priority, to try to help people that are homeless to get back out into permanent, safe and secure housing. But all parties will have their views.
And that is Minister Dara O'Brien. Tell me about this play therapy and why so many students in your area of Dublin are availing of it.
Well, we hope that they're going to be availing of it, Cormac. That's the hope here, certainly. I suppose just to give you a little bit of background, we met, as you said, I'm chair of the Ballymun Network of Principals, and we would have come together as stakeholders and were welcome to a meeting that was held in the Access Centre here in October 2019, because at that time in the Travelodge Hotel, there were a large number of people that were homeless, and including loads of children who were attending our schools. And we would have noticed, obviously, a pattern of behaviour and the impact that it had on the little people who were sitting in front of us each and every day. And we came together, all the community groups came together with a hope to, I suppose, support them and figure out what might work. And I would have had professional and personal experience of play therapy, and I felt that it was a really, really, I suppose, a universal approach to, I suppose, children who are encountering a difficulty navigating emotions.
And explain it a bit. What happens, Roisin?
So a play therapist is brought into a scenario. So we would have identified children who needed assistance, I suppose, and were really struggling at school. And we would have a short chat with a parent and just say, look, we feel that they could do with some emotional support. And then you bring a play therapist into the scenario. And the play therapist will predominantly work with the child, but begins the journey really with the parent and figures out a little bit of background, and we figure out together how it is manifesting. Their behaviours are established within the child, and the parent then will, you know, talk a good bit with the play therapist, and you start to notice behaviours and how really, I suppose, our behaviours are giving us a message, and our children are trying to give us a message through their behaviours. And then the child comes into the scene and they spend time with the play therapist really working through and meeting their emotions. And that is what play therapy is all about, because often they find it hard.
Yeah, they find it hard. And I said at the start, I used the word traumatised, that students are traumatised by homelessness. Is that a fair description?
Oh, absolutely. 100%. It is a huge trauma. And we in Ballymun are very aware of trauma. And, you know, we would there are so many adverse childhood experiences for children, and homelessness is one of the major ones that we're encountering here.
And how
all
do
the time.
You know they're traumatised by looking at them? Or you say you see a pattern of behaviour. What manifests itself in the child that shows you they are traumatised by homelessness, Roisin?
There's just a huge variety of behaviours, and I think we might traditionally think of I suppose a more outward behaviour and, you know, challenging behaviour and angry and upset. But we notice also a huge amount of what we would understand to be hypoarousal, where a child is really, they can be emotionally numb, or there's a sense of emptiness, almost like paralysis, and you'd see the children being hunched over, slow movements, kind of eyes cast downwards, and they're really struggling. And we can see children from one end of that spectrum to the other, and we just want to help them, and we think that play therapy is a really successful way of doing that.
That's very distressing to hear. It's almost like you're describing a child that's sedated in some way.
Yeah, I mean, that would be at the upper end of the scale. There can, as I say, there can be all those behaviours in the middle. But yeah, certainly, you know, we as teachers, when we go to train, we don't particularly picture ourselves in these scenarios. We have a vision of literacy and numeracy, but we know that often our children are not ready to learn when they come to us. So we have to begin at the very beginning, and we have to make them and help them to be ready to learn. And they are not going to be able to learn if they are not emotionally capable, and they're often carrying a very heavy burden of worry and of tiredness from homelessness, and of, you know, concern for their parents, concern from their siblings. Often their primary care needs are really impacted by homelessness, just in really functional and logistical ways. Getting to school can take 2 or 3 bus rides depending on where they are, so there might be really early breakfast. So that would be something we would end up doing here, is having breakfast groups and all that kind of thing.
Which is key stuff, isn't it, in terms of the building blocks for learning. So how many people, how many students, should I say, and what age as well are we talking about? How many students are in need of this play therapy, do you think?
When we sent out a survey in October 2019, there are 11 primary schools here in Ballymun, and there are 2 secondaries. But we just looked at the primaries. So I sent out a questionnaire at that time, and the principals in the network came back with 250 children being either directly or indirectly affected by homelessness. And there's a huge amount of hidden homelessness in our community here, where there are generations of family living within the same home. And that's also really challenging for children, because it's, you know, there are difficult relationships maybe with nanas or granddads or uncles or aunts, and wonderful relationships certainly, but you know, there are challenges in homes where there are lots of people there. And about 250 children we would have identified, 300 children in total who we identified, would need play therapy.
Okay. And the people who have, the children who have been helped by play therapy, what difference has it made to them, I wonder?
Well, we have a really comprehensive set of testimonials. Actually, we've been really, really careful about how we implemented the pilot project and the early stages of this project. We're really, really determined for it to work. So just to give you an example of some of the testimonials, I suppose parents would identify little things like children who would, you know, maybe want to sleep in the same bed as mums and dads because they're really worried, being independently sleeping then with the door closed and the light off. And that might seem like a small thing, but when you bring that and transfer that into a child's self-esteem and, you know, coming into school full of a better night's sleep and more confidence, we automatically see a change in that child. There'd be other examples, I suppose, of children who would have needed access to S&A care because of behavioural challenges, who are then just more able to listen, put their hand up and say, look, I've got a problem. I need to talk to somebody. I need to talk to the teacher. I need to talk to the S&A. I need a bit of help. And it really, really helps them.
Which is lovely to hear, because what I found upsetting really briefly, Roisin, is that play therapy is helping these children get rid of shame and embarrassment associated with homelessness.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think children, you know, they carry a burden, and it can be really challenging for a parent to sit down and have a conversation around it. And we have an amazing play therapist that works with our school here, Niamh Mullins. And at the start of this year, she would have spoken to us as a staff about incongruence, which is a really it was a new word for me to take on board, but I think it's really left me with a message where children have a sense of there being something just not right, or there's something happening in the background and I can't put my finger on it, but I know things aren't okay. And mums and dads find that really hard. Maybe they want to protect their child when there's something going on, and they want to make sure that they're not aware of it, or they try their best to keep them out of it. But a child will feel it, they'll know it, they'll sense it. And sometimes what a play therapist will allow us to do is bring a parent into a space and a child into that shared space where they can have that conversation, and automatically that child, the burden is lifted a little bit more.
Okay, well, it's great to talk to you and great to hear about this programme. Roisin Hickey, Chair of the Ballymun Network of School Principals, and as I say, Principal of Our Lady of Victories Boys National School. Great to talk to you. Thank you very much indeed.